Great to catch up with the main man here in Queensland, the number one trainer, Tony Golan. And it's pretty busy this morning, as it would be every morning. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, I'm really good. Yeah, it is busy. It's a busy Thursday morning. We're just sort of tidying things up now to get ready for a big Stradbroke day on Saturday.
You're a very hospitable man as well, because not only are you the biggest trainer here, but you're welcoming of all the others. You've got horses for Snowden and Mar here.
Yeah, we're not welcoming of all the others, but I do have a couple of mates with horses here, which is good. Peter and Paul are very good to me when I travel away, and Kieran and I are quite good friends. So it's good to have a few of their horses in the stable here. I'll be happy when I see the backside of them, that's for sure. And we can fill our boxes back up, and I haven't got a race against them as well, which will be nice.
Well, I know you and Paul are good mates, but you're giving them too many good boxes because their horses are performing so well up here.
Yeah, he has a great time here in the winter. They set their horses well for this carnival, as most of the trainers do. It's been a really deep carnival this year. I think they've only won the one race, Snowden's, but it was a Group 1 and Doomben Cup. But it's been a hard carnival for every stable. It's been tough, and it just shows again in the quality of the fields on Saturday.
And I think that's the resurgence of Queensland racing, the increased prize money, $3 million Stradbroke. The winter carnival has gone from strength to strength in recent years.
Yeah, I agree. The prize money increases have been good. I think one of the main things, Michael, is just the resurgence of Eagle Farm. Mm. How much better this track's playing now. It's a track you're not scared to run horse. It had so much controversy over so many years. It's just great now to be talking about the horses, the fields, everything else other than the surface. So I think hats off to the team that have got that track back on track, because it certainly is, and it's going to make for really good racing on the weekend.
And how much has that improved the horses as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's made the quality of field stronger. The horses are running better. They're pulling out better from their racing. Everything's spot on. So if we can get some more prize money, that'd even be better. But our carnival, certainly, it's a real target carnival now, not only for the New South Wales guys who are always target here, but even the Victorians are coming up here once they finish their little Adelaide adventures.
You've got a roughie, but it'll be almost a fairy tale story of the race. TikTok Coin in the Stradbroke. Realistically, what are you expecting?
Well, realistically, she's 50-1 chance, but I mean, she won it, I think 70 or 80-1 when she won the ticket into it in the Gateway. This is obviously a good race, and it's probably as strong as Stradbroke's we've had for some years, particularly depth wise. You know, there's probably eight chances, which is what a Stradbroke's all about, right? A Group 1 handicap, big field. She's a fluker's chance, she's a bolter's hope. She's fit and healthy, and she likes Eagle Farm and 1400.
Good story for Angela Jones as well to have her first Group 1 ride, and it was an interesting way that she got the ride as well.
Yeah, well, the boyfriend couldn't make the wait, but it's good to have Ange on. I mean, she's apprenticed to us here. It's a good soft opening to her to Group 1 racing. It won't be the last Group 1 she rides in, that's for sure. It's her first full season in town. She's doing an amazing job. It's good, you know, being apprenticed to our stable, and the fact she can get a Group 1 ride with no massive expectation on it, which I think is fantastic.
Who do you think is the horse that they all need to beat? Is it Think About It? Is it the Hawaii 5-0 who gets in with no weight? Who would you love to put a bridle on in the race?
I think About It and Converge are the two. I think they come out of the right race. I think they've dropped nicely in weight, both horses. He's just a winner, Think About It, isn't he? And the way he goes about things, you'd imagine he'd be better again on Saturday. So I think they're the two. Out of the three-year-olds, I tend to agree with Joe Pride. I don't agree with him very often, being a New South Welshman.
Are you bragging still?
Yeah, why wouldn't we be? And we'll put it to bed at Suncorp in a couple of weeks, the Origin, if that's what we're talking about. But I think Philly is right under the radar, three-year-old Philly. I think she's the three-year-old in the race.
Speaking of winners, that's exactly what Antino is, 7 from 8, just flying at the moment. How good could this horse be, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know yet. This is his stiffest test on the weekend. It's unusual the horse goes into weight for age and they go down in weight, which he does, but he certainly goes up in grade. So tough test. Mile, I think he's ready-made for it. He loves Eagle Farm. He ticks a lot of boxes. There's him over in the background here now as we're talking.
Okay.
He looks amazing. He's a beautiful animal, and most importantly, he's a winner. So I can't see any reason why he can't be 8 from 9 after Saturday.
Have you got certain horses that are just that? They just know how to win?
I don't have a whole lot that's a record like him. It's hard to find horses that keep on winning, and He's obviously quite a good horse, but he's found the right races along the way as well. And with missing out on those races to try to get him into a Stradbroke, we sort of haven't had to step him up too much in grade, but he had to carry big weights. So now he goes to a better grade, as I mentioned, comes down a touch in weight, but it's a stiff test for him, but he's spot on for it.
Is he a horse that you're looking further afield, Sydney or Melbourne Spring Carnival races?
Yeah, he looks to be part of our team to go to Melbourne, I think, this spring. We'll get that out of the road after the weekend. We'll get through Saturday first, but it'll tell us a little bit about what races we target down there. It's a soft option to listed level, I think, this race. It's never huge stock quality in depth, so it's a good option for him. It's a funny weight scale, a weight for age, a listed race, but it gives him a good opening into that sort of racing.
How many are you thinking you could be bringing to Melbourne for the spring?
Oh, we'll just get through the rest of this winter first, but at least 2 to 6, something like that. We'd skirt the law back in work here. The Magic Millions winner, she'll head down some three-year-old fillies races, and Antino's probably one of the older horses, Zeus Doll, go back for those 1,000-metre races, etc. So there's a few there. Going to head back down and see how we go.
When are you going to expand this stable? When are you going to have another stable?
I'm not sure yet. We've just no real plans to expand interstate at this stage. We're looking to hopefully expand in Queensland. We're just very short for room here now, so we're starting to make it a bit bigger. We're doing a bit of work to our farm too, just north of up here. So there's a bit going on in Golan Racing, but yeah, we're full to the brim with horses. We always want better quality and more owners and more horses, so we're looking to expand numbers so we can accommodate.
Outside of the feature races, you've got some really nice chances. Oxlade Stakes in the first, certainly can. Would that be your pick of the two?
Yeah, off the runs the other day, it would be. She had interesting prep, all the work done in New Zealand before we got her. We only had her 10 days. She ran well, went to a sale, got purchased by another client, sent back in, and here we are at the Oxlade. But she's improved, filly. I know a bit more about her than I knew going to the Carter, so I give her a great chance in an open race.
What about in the fifth race, King Kappa, F-Troop? F-Troop's drawn a bit wide.
Yeah, he's how we ride him. He's a bit tricky off that draw. We're going very well. Form's great at that level. King Kappa is an emerging horse. You know, got up to that level first time the other day, ran well on a hot speed. Probably maps beautifully, I think. So both nice horses, but probably the barrier helps one more than the other.
And you probably would have thought, gee, I'm looking forward to the Dane Ripper with Comrade Razor and Salatina after they Cornella the last, but this is a hot Dane Ripper.
Look, if you look at there's only a handful of fillies or mares in the Stradbroke. Normally the best mare in that race, favourite and hard to beat in the Tiara. I think the winner of this race will be favourite for the Tiara. This is a very good Dane Ripper. You can certainly tell there's a Group 1 in 2 weeks' time. My mares are coming out of that list of grey. Salatine went to this race last year off a horrid draw, ran third, ran really well. Off a low draw, it's the first time she's nearly drawn well this prep, I think. She should get a lovely run for Timmy Clark. Big run the other day, she can improve. And Comrade Rosa, well, she's just going from strength to strength. So they're both good mares. I'm really happy to have them in my stable, but gee, it's a good race.
It is, isn't it? Who's the one we back on the weekend?
Antino, the one we were just looking at before. I think he's around about $283. And, you know, I don't want to be taking really, really short odds even going up in grade like this, but I think that's the right price and he's the right horse.
Tone, so good to see you up here on your home patch, and wish you all the best on Stradbroke Day.
Yeah, thanks very much.